Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, face, turn me up. Turn me up a little bit more.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. I don't know where it is where you are, but we're going to start off with it is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. So good morning. We are here to talk a little bit about business, open up your eyes, and do some different information and activities. Today, we're not going to do a long podcast today. Today is an introductory podcast, just an overview, some insight, because we got a long year to go. And in a long year, there's all types of information that can be put out. There's all types of growth and information that can help people. And so we wanted to give a platform, an outlet, an opportunity, an on-site, a vision, quest for whatever it is that you're trying to do. Because a lot of people are getting into business. A lot of people are taking opportunities to go out and do things for themselves. And so we want to encourage that. We want to show that as a community that we're starting to rise up. So we're here. So Big Bap has decided that we're going to do a Business 101 and 2021. So welcome to Season 1 of Business 101, and we hope for it to grow. And so the goal with this platform is simple. It is not to belittle anyone's business. It's not to talk about what anyone is doing. It's not to downplay anybody's activities or where they're trying to be at and their goals and their growth. Our goal here is to encourage, to show, to teach, to motivate, to help, to guide, to help build a strong business community. So as we go about this, we're going to give you all types of just subtle hints, subtle ways that you can slightly improve your business depending upon what field you're in. We're going to cover things from media presence to basic business principles to social media to email writing, 501c3 starts, and all types of things. We're going to bring you different guests throughout the year who specialize in business, whose goal it is to not only be in business, but who also do community endeavors to help give back to other businesses. We're going to connect you with different resources throughout South Florida, Palm Beach County, Broward County, Miami-Dade. We're going to make sure that we get you guys different sets of assets. So the most important thing about this podcast is that it is truly a laid back one. This is going to be one that we specifically are going to focus on teaching. We're not doing anything today. Today is literally just a quick introduction. If anyone comes in and decides to listen, our podcast number to call in is the same for all of our other podcasts. It's our studio number, which is 563-999-3090. Again, that's 563-999-3090. Or you can email djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Again, that's djsroundtable19@gmail.com. So feel free to put anything in there or feel free to call in, and we will always answer your questions. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get my coffee and we're going to dive into something that I think is going to be highly important and motivational for you guys. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
The game is to her who I'm with don't really mean a thing. She knew what I like and now I'm thirsty for gold, baby.
Oh, baby, I'm fighting for my control.
right, guys, we're going to have all types of nice melodies coming in today. So let's start with the beginning. Let's start with Business 101. In order to start with Business 101, I'm always a believer that you gotta talk about people about getting their business started. So one of the things that I believe in when you're looking at starting a business, and I tell anyone this, and a lot of people always say, well, Don, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I'm looking at being successful, and I want to make money, and I want to do this. And the first thing that I always tell them, if you're going to start business, if you're going to get yourself into business, business is going to be your apropos. That's going to be the joy that takes you to the next level in life. I am all for it. But we also got to make sure that we start you off not only just with growth, but we got to start you off with positive information first. Not just positive in, oh, you're going to be successful. Not just positive manifestations because, you know, somebody told us that, hey, if we go out here and we put positive stuff in the, you know, in the air, that we'll simply be successful. And that's great and all, and that's a great concept, and that's a great belief and starting point. But I like to start with something a little bit more tangible when I start helping businesses out, when I teach a business how to grow, when I start giving information of growth of just said profession. First thing I always like to tell a person when they're starting a business is this your passion? And I know we hear this a lot, and everyone wants to be successful right away, and they want to go from zero to 100 and, you know, own the biggest business and do this and whatever, whatever. It doesn't matter how you start your business, whether you have startup capital, whether you take a loan, whether you walk out there completely blind and say, you know what, all I got is $13 left in my pocket and I'm going to start something. There have been all types of Fortune 500 businesses that have started with, you know, very limited income. So it's not about necessarily having income all the time. But I honestly believe that the most successful businesses out there are the businesses who start their business because, one, it's something that they're passionate about, and two, they understand the business that they're getting into and the market. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. I see a lot of, you know, people who start, you know, beauty bars and things of that nature. And beauty bars are specific because that's a new, I'm not going to say new business venture, but it's a typical trending one. And what I often, you know, see is when a lot of people begin to get into a certain field, they don't necessarily do, which I feel like is one of the most important business tools that you'll have, and we'll talk about this later in another podcast and go deeper and we'll break down. But letting it be a passion, and two, doing a SWOT analysis on the particular business or field that you're trying to, you know, play around in, endeavor in, build in, whatever the case may be. You know, I meet people who have MBAs, who have doctorals in business, and at the end of the day, some of these crucial steps that you need to take when building your business plan and setting your business up for success, I see so many of these businesses struggle. And we'll have another podcast series where we talk about things like what's important to be in a business plan and things of that nature. But for this one particular, we want to talk about the passion of why you start this business. The reason why I always ask people what are they passionate about, or if this business is their passion, is because being in business is, it's not like being an employee. It's not like when you get up in the morning and you go to, let's say, for lack of better topics here, let's say you work at the VA or you work in the medical field, right? So you get up in the morning, you get dressed, drop the kids off to school or whatever the case may be. You walk into the building. You know, if you have a clock-in system, you clock in. They put the work in front of you, and then you go. Well, business is not like that. Business, you wake up in the morning. You probably got 300 emails before you got up. You have all types of things that you have to address first thing in the morning when you open your eyes, getting to the post office, FedEx, UPS, getting packages out. dealing with customer responses, emails, and all of that can be cumbersome. And so if you're not used to being a business person, if you have never really dwelled in the business world, dealing with the ownership side of a business, it becomes very tedious because a lot of people say, "Ooh, I'm going to start a business." They start putting up titles like CEO, and I'm the audiovisual enhancement manager of the Cost Millennium Falcon or whatever the hell that they want to write down. And all those titles are fine, but those titles mean absolutely nothing if there's not, like I like to call infrastructure of the business in place. You know, you saying that you're a COO and you have no employees under you, that's a great title and that's a great vision quest start, but let's get into the meat and potatoes of what we need to do when we start our business. Let's focus on marketing when we start our business. Let's focus on, you know, email writing when we start our business, email marketing, social marketing. There's so many different avenues that you can get into that within a 24-hour period, you know, your business is not going to be 100% the same every day. If you're making products, I tell people always look at ways that they can diversify their products. Don't just get stuck making the same one product over and over again, because again, that's going to burn you out and things of that nature. So it's a touch and go situation, but I always want to make sure that we have, you know, just the right tools to get ourselves started. So we're going to take a quick small intermission here, and then we will be right back in a few minutes to talk about types of questions that you should ask yourself when you get ready to jumpstart into your business. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Name of this motherfucker's called Questions. Rough Drive.
Fella.
QD3 did the beat.
All day, all night.
What's up to everybody out there in LA?
What's really going on?
And devilish way. When are you gonna make a million worth of dividends? When are you gonna make yen generate win? Who in the hell left the gate open? Did you wanna sell? Is everybody on the wavelength like us? Why do we rip it in half? Do we kick ass? We're back with the tag. It's like hop up, yell of it. Can you wait a minute? Can you slow it up a little bit, Nina, so I can get up in it? But do you really wanna dabble in fanatical, supernatural, lyrically radical, milli minutes? I'm about to begin it. Can I get some? Can I spit some? Which one? When am I gonna get off this trip? Can I take another pill? Why do I feel like I'm a sick individual in the room popping off at the lip? Do you? When a real epidemic, will you let me run up in it? What's the word? Is it absurd? What is that issue? Hurt? Was it real? Is it real? Was it really real? Tech 9 in it to win it beside QD 3rd occurred? Who's the worst? Who's Rastafari? You're never living, never sure. Slossy, y'all the first brother on the planet Earth. Who? Do you want to flow? What you want to do? How can I be in the zone like this? Going like this? How can I break the obsession? In the middle of it all, when I snap back, step back, and ask myself what? Why do you ask so many questions? Killer flipper, leaving you with boo-boo underpants. How does it feel? Do you want to come up and chill with an assassin? Can you feel it inside? What, the feeling of a commotion of two titans clashing? Why me? Who are you? What am I supposed to do with a nigga here for? Who do you fear more? Is it the 9 with a brand new joke like the here go? What are you looking at? When am I gonna get a dose of Thorazine? Can you give me a little something to ease the pain? He's the main. Who's the main? Take a Nina with the rogue dogs and the Midwest side crews to blame. Can I get a little backwards attack? It's little you accomplished. Never can't you this, this pit last bottom of eight. And you toss out nigga ass babe Mitch. Hate to play a percent 100 to is. Sidewest, mid, down, ever who? Off, what? Did you know Tech 9 hot like a dragon? Did you feel it, baby? Can you give me a double dose or whatever? The feeling I'm getting is really pain for vain. For anybody want a piece of this sickness? Is it a sin to get with? Who, when, where, what, why? Am I the pinnacle with a killer eye? Do I wanna die? No, I just want a dose of the most in a syringe up in my thigh. Bunzai!
Do I wanna stick him with another hit about a bit? Am I the pinnacle when I rip it, I'ma kill him in this? I'm at the pinnacle when I'm ripping them a killing minutes. Now do you know what the real is? Does everybody think I'm twisted, unrealistic? Or do you think that I'm gifted? Am I lifting? Yeah. Can you help me? Am I looking at you? Could I be peeping you from afar? Please remain calm. Could you be the reason I'm a bomb? Straight out of Vietnam, ready to explode on Satan. Tell me what the problem is. Am I right where the bottom is? Do you know where the empty column is? Am I your worst nightmare? I feel sick right there. Should I blow it out? Can I do without? Do I need help? Am I living with the dependent demons I'm stressing? Can I get a blessing from the one who cursed me with all these questions? Some say.
All right, guys. So we are back. Again, this is our pilot episode. So we will be adding all types of things to this, getting the bells and whistles going. Just like I said, getting us started, because business is important, man. Business is my passion. I guess if we're going to talk about business, I guess I should open up with the pilot and just give you guys a little bit about myself and how I got into business. I got into business when I was 6 in North Carolina. My first business was a lawn care company. Me and my friends, we went out and cut grass and got that done. And then got into gym cleaning. So I went around the city and started helping out, cleaning out some of the recreational facilities and stuff in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And did different things in North Carolina. I was in the Future Business Leaders of America. I was a part of that little group for a while. Got into different business aspects when I went to Germany and had my own music company. I helped a friend set up an audio shop for car detailing. I've written tons of resumes, business plans, SWOT analysis. Currently have 5 of my own businesses. So business just is what I do. I mentor, I coach, I show other people how to do certain things business-wise. So extensive, travel to Dubai and other places like that, seeing direct vendorship, wholesale marketing, just done so many things on a real personal level. And so I just felt like if I can go out and accumulate all of this knowledge and all of this information, the most important thing is not holding on to it. But for me personally, I feel like the most important thing for me to do personally is to make sure that I give other people opportunities to not only grow business, but be able to put it out there in a safe manner and talk to people about what it is that they hope to achieve and be able to get there. So the goal for me in this year is to select a few businesses who want to grow and get them around this podcast and open up opportunities for them to grow. So if you know anybody who is trying to get their business started, who just launched their business and are looking at ways to grow their business, this is the podcast for them. So tell them to reach out, let us know. Definitely email our production manager at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Connect with them, and they will be sure to get you scheduled for the show so we can be of great assistance to you, because this is the year of growth in my eyes. I don't care what anyone else believes in, but this is the year of growth for businesses. Opportunities are going to be there. Cash funds are going to be there. And so take a risk on yourself. I tell people, enter this arena at your own risk and your own lifestyle. But understand, when you get into business, it is a dog-eat-dog world, and there are going to be business opportunities that's going to be right for you, and there are going to be business opportunities that are going to be completely the wrong narrative for you. And make sure you understand the difference between the two, because every choice that you make as a business owner affects not only you, but it affects your business. The bigger your business, the bigger your brand, the more employees that you house, the decisions that you make will also affect other people's livelihoods. So be mindful and be cognitive of the power that you wield being a business, because if you employ people, the decisions that you make truly affects those other people around you in your community. So that being said, I was not going to make this initial podcast a long day podcast. We will be available for 2 hours on this podcast, but that will be up to you, the people. So we would try to have guests also to come in and talk to you guys about different things. different business avenues and just let you see the life and time and day of some of these other entrepreneurs. So if you see emails coming from me, for my entrepreneurs out there, it's a great time, great opportunity for you to just get yourself out and market yourself. So I love you guys. Be safe. Thank you. And welcome to Business 101 with your host, Big Bap. It will be my pleasure to serve you in this capacity and to answer and try to fulfill all the questions that you have. So tune in next Tuesday, 10 o'clock. And y'all already know I'm sexy on Tuesday, so it's the best day to get me. So next Tuesday at 10 o'clock, and we'll be back with Business 101. I love you guys. Thank you. I'll holla.